Thanks for having me here.
So I suppose a really important place for us to start here is, what actually is ransomware?
Well, ransomware is a kind of cyber attack that can disturb the normal behavior of computer systems. That literally involves hackers taking control of a computer systems and blocking access to it until the ransom is paid. So literally, cyber criminals, to gain access to the systems, what they do is they get victims to download a type of malware on the on their devices, on the victims' devices. This would often happen through getting victims to click on or download it by mistake, through a phishing link, or asking them to access to a phishing website where they click on an advertisement, then it automatically downloads the malware onto their computer systems. Once the malware is on victim's computer, hackers can launch the attack that encrypts or lock all the files on the victim's computer. So hackers use bitcoins, which is the online cryptocurrency, to demand the payment in return for unlocking these files. This is exactly what's happening.
And they do use that cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, because it's actually almost impossible to trace. That's my understanding of it, isn't it?
That's correct, which is the online cryptocurrency, and very difficult to trace that. So that's what they're using.
And with this regards to this actual attack here, I mean, I suppose two questions. How did the attack take place, and were any Australians affected by it?
Yes, that's a really good question. And WannaCry ransomware is a very specific and very sophisticated attack that locks all the data, all the files, however, leaving two files with the user. One is the instruction file, which provides the instructions on what he should do next, and the other one is one of descriptor programs, which is an exe file where the user can click on the exe file after he paid the requested amount of money through Bitcoin. So all the files he might be able to decrypt after paying the ransom through the Bitcoin. So how it happened, actually, the complicated, the sophistication of this particular attack is, this happened without the human intervention. Normally, ransomware could happen through, as I mentioned, by users urging users to click on links which he is not supposed to be doing so. But in particular situation, this could spread through without the human interventions, what we call worms. So this is the complicated thing of this particular attack.
Okay, and so, yeah, continuing on from that, obviously this attack, it's attacked computers in this instance. Could it target more sensitive gadgets like phones or tablets?
Yes, it could spread through particularly the Windows operating systems, Ethel Blue. So that was the vulnerability that the attacker took the advantage of. And ransom, this particular ransomware has infected more than 200,000 victims in 150 countries over the weekend. This has been the biggest attack ever recorded in the history. It's unprecedented in its scale. And so this has been spread through particularly through the Microsoft Windows operating system. There was the bug was they have found 3 months ago. So the attackers carefully sneak into the systems to that vulnerability.
And how does this all spread so quickly? Because it affected people in over 150 different countries.
Yes, because the problem was it happens to the without human intervention. It just happened as a worm, you know, when users probably we might expect a lot more Australians are vulnerable to these kind of attacks, by this afternoon, I suppose. Only a few people were reported that. I think this happened through without human intervention. That's the complication of this particular attack.
Obviously, some of the software tools that have been used to actually proliferate a ransomware attack were actually created by government agencies like the NSA in America. What can these agencies do to stop their tools from, you know, being used maliciously?
I think we've identified a young cybersecurity research in the UK has activated the kill switch, which is a mechanism to stop the attack spreading through. What he did was, he particularly, normally the creator, when they created this particular malicious, the ransomware malicious applications, he injected a unregistered domain where if he wanted to stop this the attack spreading through, he can host this one, he can register this domain and stop spreading through. So as reported, the young cybersecurity researcher in the UK has accidentally registered this particular domain, then which helped to stop spreading this particular the virus attack. So, however, this is a temporary solution. This is not a permanent solution. What we need to be doing is we need to get people have all the files backed up on a separate systems, and we need to get, you know, the operating systems, particularly the Windows operating systems, upgrade as soon as possible. If users use older version of the operating systems, and they need to patch them as soon as possible. And also we need to think about the better education, you know, how to teach people how to upgrade their operating systems, how to back up their systems, how to run the antivirus systems, and advise not to click on phishing links.
If you've just joined me, I'm speaking to Dr. Nalin Asanka, a lecturer in cybersecurity with the Australian Centre for Cybersecurity. We're speaking about the ransomware attacks and how we can better protect ourselves against them. Dr. Asanka, I just want to ask a question in terms of the future of cybersecurity. And do you think it's likely we could see more attacks using ransomware-styled attacks on citizens across the world?
I think the attack is quite open. When we talked about then this particular WannaCry ransomware, the attack is all about how it's been temporarily stopped. So we might expect another wave of attack, the same WannaCry attack, a ransomware attack, sooner the better than later.
Well, thank you very much for joining me, Dr. Asanka. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for having me here.